John, see you later.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to not get right to public forum, but we've got a couple other agenda items we want to deal with first. Let me just check here. We're done with 13. We're done with 14.
Item 15.
How about item 15 would be next, spills, leaks, investigation, and cleanup?
This is, Mr. Chairman, we have the Scotts Valley Dry Cleaners status report, as we have had for quite some time now on every agenda. And we don't have anything other than the written report and the supplemental sheet. We do have Karen Steckling and Sheila Soderberg here if you have any questions. And I understand there was a representative from the Water District. I don't know. Oh, hello. How you doing? And I'll point out that in the supplemental sheet, it provides information for the board on the discharger's request for an extension on a couple of items and our letter which granted their request for an extension on those items. So are there any questions? Thank you. Goes here.
Okay. No, what's that?
This comment, John, is still here.
Okay.
No questions?
No questions. All right.
Any comments? Water District Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Charlie McNeish. I'm General Manager of Scotts Valley Water District. I did just want to take a couple of minutes here to meet with you while you were close in our neighborhood. I think our water district has been following closely the actions and recommendations of your staff on this project, and we're very supportive of the position that they've been taking on this. And we're also pleased that the owner at the site appears to be cooperating at this point and carrying forward with the requirements that your staff has put forward. So I think all in all, we're, you know, in the main, we're pleased with the actions that are being taken. If we have a concern, it echoes kind of the theme of that we just heard for several hours about timeliness and sticking to schedule. So we are very concerned that the actions that are now contemplated continue to move forward in a very timely way. I think the only thing that I'd really like to communicate to you is the importance to us of our Well 10, as it's called in your reports. We are a small water district. We have really depend on six wells for our supply, our Well 10. This is a well that is potentially at risk to contamination from this spill. This is one of the six wells. This well provides roughly 25% of our supply, and during peak periods, we would be, during peak periods, extended hot periods in the summer, we'd be very hard-pressed to meet demands if we were not able to use this well. So it is extremely critical to us that this site be contained and remediated before damage is done to Well 10. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you both for being here.